Drop down a few paragraphs and he'll identify who these Antichrist people are. The final paragraph on page 16. My people, do not think that your weapons will save you from the evil tyrants to come. The one world people, the United Nations people, are anxious to take control of the world. For years, these bankers have profited from wars and the selling of arms. Just as these people and the Antichrist think they have won, I will smite them, and they will be the ones that are conquered. So they're seeing a wicked pope come in, and we'll show you that. Everything falls apart. we'll skip the next quote. And we'll look at the one from Friday, January 29th, 1999, the second paragraph. Well, let's look at the first paragraph just to show one of the things they believe about the Jesuit branch of the Catholic Church, that it's guided by Masonry. My people, you are seeing in the signs of darkness a coming time when the Masons will take over my church. This will be a severe test in faith, but have no fear, for my remnant will survive this trial. This is a difficult message, but I'm giving you this warning beforehand. My Pope's son, John Paul II, whom you have seen recently, he had just been to the United States, has called your country to task for its sins of abortion and euthanasia. The evil ones in the Vatican will find ways to exile my faithful Pope so they can install the evil anti-Pope. So what you need to understand is these messages coming from Mary, this current Pope believes in them 100%. And when Mary's saying he's going to go into exile, or at least the evil Pope is going to replace him, he believes it, and he's already written his resignation. He's just waiting to be told, turn it in. And if you've noticed how weak and feeble he is, if he's truly going to be used to be the fulfillment of their prophecy, it needs to happen right away, because every time I see him, he looks like he could fall over dead right then and there. I'm being serious. In the one child of Fatima that is still alive was told in the messages that she would live to see all these things, and I think she's about 87 years old now. She's getting to the point that there just isn't much time for that particular part of the prophecy to be fulfilled unless it happens right away, because she's going to die.
The enemy could heal him. That would be a fabulous manifestation. I've learned the same thing about, you know, that if he's afraid of healing, when something's going to happen, it's going to have to happen soon.
If he's going to
pull off some miracles, that'd be a fabulous one to heal that man.
Or, before I speculate, and just take this as speculation, don't do anything with it. What if he's one of the demons in human disguise? If you go into his history, none of his immediate family is alive anymore. His history is only in books. You can't go back and check any of his relatives. So, I mean, you have a man here that can speak how many languages fluently? That spends